Right, so, hello everyone. I sounded like a bit like Stavros out of Harry Enfield then. Nick's first encounter with the dongle. We're in the car back. We've just beaten Leicester 1-0. And if you ask me, we can watch Match of the Day, but you'll probably leave it a day or two and it'll be last. Or there'll be a 0-0 just after us.
Burnley Brighton will follow.
But I'm just reminded, just then, that I once went on an all-inclusive holiday. I'd never been on one before. And I'm the type of person who gets anxious about, well, what's the script? What do they do? And I'd heard they give you wristbands. What do you do? Do you carry it all the time? Do you take it off at night? All these things were going through my head. It threw me completely that they gave us, this is pre-Albert, a card. So it wasn't a wristband. Anyway, so I get to the bar and my missus says, be a man for fuck's sake, go to the bar. And I was like, can you do it? No, you go. Anyway, so I'm thinking, well, how's he going to pay this? Does he give a receipt? Do you do it at the end? Anyway, he puts his hand up and I go, there's a big queue of people. I've waited a long time. I'm getting flustered on an all-inclusive about the free drink. And he puts his hand up and I go, oh, that's fucking friendly. So I go up, yeah, and give him a high five. And he says, no, give me the card for the all-inclusive. And literally my arse just shrank. The whole queue looking like, what an utter wanker. Just, and my missus had seen me and she went, did you just high five the barman? Anyway, right, that was what I was thinking. So, hello Nick, you've been to Chernobyl. So, you're like, you're in Nathan Arant and Deck and you just copy what he's done. So he went there, so no, you had to go there.
He copied what I did. I planned on going first and then he didn't want to go up first and then he just managed to go.
Two sellers have been to Chernobyl in the last
8 weeks.
Why?
It's great. Honestly, it was really interesting.
Yeah, it's on my fucking bucket list too. Right, anyway, so let's talk football.
Do you have to?
No. Well, we had to win today, so let's take...
So it was 3 points, isn't it? Yeah.
It was meh. It wasn't...
That was rubbish.
It wasn't... Well, you weren't at Palace. You were away for Palace, so...
It was rubbish. I watched Palace. That was rubbish. This was rubbish.
No, it was better.
It was better, but it's still rubbish.
That was better than Southampton. That was better than Palace. Not as good as Wolves and Chelsea. Individually, the three new signings, a bit, not worryingly, but were again probably our three best players.
They probably were.
Well, Dan James, it wasn't coming off, but he still persisted and was off.
He's
but,
got a great attitude.
But it was like all we were doing first half was give the ball to him. It's like we didn't have the capacity to realise change something.
Have a plan B.
Yeah. And Rashford looked lively.
Yeah.
Livelier.
In the first half, yeah.
He started very bright.
Yeah, he did start.
But Maguire offers something that you just think, yes, woomph.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I do really like him. He almost, it's like we've been watching Lindelof, haven't we, for the past couple of years. I was thinking he's probably been our best centre-half and everyone's been really excited about him. But he just doesn't look as good as Maguire, does he?
No.
When you watch him and you
but
think,
Lindelof with the ball, that's how worrying was terrible today on the floor. I mean, he wouldn't give it to Wan-Bissaka twice. Four Bissaka. But
still, like,
that's the ball.
Yet.
Well, because it's shit. and it's podcast 53, not 43. I've lost 10 then. That's what selling in the sun does for you. I just think we had to win. And it's that. This is our level, though. Like, before the game, most people were full of doom. Like it or not, take your medicine. These are the teams we are competing with at the moment. It sounds horrible. Everything we've come from, everything we've achieved. But this is almost, the six-pointer.
Yeah. There isn't, no doubt, massive 3 points. Leicester aren't going to finish a million miles behind us, are they, in the league, which is a depressing thought.
I was a bit surprised they weren't more clinical second half, because we were backing off.
We did invite them on a little bit, didn't we? But I thought we handled them pretty well, like even Vardy and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought we didn't look like we were overly worried at the back, did we?
Well, Steve said 1-1, and I didn't think we were going to lose that in the last.
You always worry, because with us at the moment, in this season, and certainly within since apart from Chelsea, we can't score a second goal in a game.
No.
We just thought, where's it going to come from? Today it comes from a penalty, which...
Well, we're not scoring again. We've scored one and open and play.
Yeah, it's a massive worry, isn't it? So... and if it's not a stunning strike from James, it's got to be a penalty for us to go in the back of the net.
But to harp on about where we're at and what the fucking club is fucking about with off the pitch. My rant, I'm angry, this editorial, thanks everyone who bought the mag. To not have a number 7 for me is indicative of You know, whether you agree that the number seven is a classic, that is what United have hoarded themselves out on, that classic shirt number. And for the second year out of four, we haven't got anyone in it.
Yeah.
We said we were a midfielder short, we said we were a striker short, and that is coming home to roost. We do not have that creative spark to create the goals, and then you're relying on Rashford. I mean, if Rashford gets injured now, we are absolutely fucked. So this is nothing. This is what we were saying, you know, why we needed two players.
Especially with the Europa League coming up as well.
But that's what I mean. He's got to put the kids in. And Fred's alive.
Yeah, he's alive. I did think about you when he came on, you know.
Where is Fred? What is Fred? There is Fred.
Do you know what?
And he offered nothing.
Well, you know, he's better than Pereira, and he did more than Pereira did in that 5 minutes that he came on for.
Pereira is...
What is Pereira? What is he? Because he can't dribble. He can't pass. He can't shoot. He's not strong. What is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is he? Honestly.
I think we were sold he was an attacking midfielder, weren't we? But then he's been played as a defensive midfielder. Then he's been played out wide. He was... I mean, I was surprised. I'm pleased Ollie made earlier subs, because I've been critical of that.
Yeah.
But I was surprised he took Matic off and not Pereira. I thought you're crying out. And Matt is just like the token sub.
Yeah.
You know, oh...
Must have been a fitness thing. That's the only thing I could think of with Matic, because he's only played like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could... Because I thought... I mean, Matic's passing today was very questionable. But his defensive work, I mean, he broke down four or five, six...
Yeah, he's not as... I don't think he's as bad as people who've been really on his back.
I actually thought he was okay. I just thought his passing was crap. But that's all he'll get remembered for. But his interceptions, he's winning the ball back, he's clearing the ball.
Well, McTominay's not... I like... And you're fucking loving, but he's not had a good start to the season with Tomino.
Two lads on the way out were bumming him.
Were they?
They were saying he was unbelievable today. I thought
he covered ground, but he gave the ball away, and he's not... The things that were coming off at the end of last season aren't happening for him. But maybe that's indicative of, again, of where we are.
Yeah.
We're not that team. And it was Shane saying last time, if we had conceded, you can tell their confidence is so fragile. But Young was good. I did think Young had a good game.
He was very good, actually. He was very good. He was brilliant.
And all the shit he gets, he deserves it when he's done all right. But you think Wan-Bissaka shows what you want. And he's still not going forward that much, but that might be because is it instructions or just a bit where he finds your feet.
Yeah. I think when it's tight and you're playing against a team that can... such as Leicester, when they've got good players coming forward, you've got to be a little bit apprehensive about going too far forward, haven't you? So, but
you're happy because the Bucks have won.
Yeah.
Fuck the Bucks.
You have to bring that in.
You were listening to it on the way to work on Thursday morning.
Watching it.
On the tram?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. When else am I going to watch it? That's the beauty of buying Game Pass. You can just watch
Imagine
it download.
Imagine the people
it.
On that tram going, what is he watching?
They were.
It's fucking...
And my fist pump in the last 5 seconds on that tram, I really restrained myself.
You could get a proper...
Bad proper...
Love United, hate Glazer fucking Twitter follower, and he'll attack you and bite your ear off. Why are you watching the Temper
Yeah,
part?
God, yeah. But, I mean, I hate him more than anyone. I hate him more than...
No, I know.
I definitely do, because they've ruined both of my teams. They've ruined them both, but... And obviously I've supported the Buccaneers since before the Glazer takeover. Let me just get that in there.
You decided to support them on May the 16th, 2005, as a fuck you.
I was supporting,
there are contrary fucks like that.
At least 3 years before, maybe before. But the thing is, one of the things I was thinking about is the best three players of our season so far have probably been the three signings that Ole's done.
Yes, definitely.
And... you know, everyone's criticised him and saying that, you know, we've not done well in this game, not done well. But you can see there is progress, and you can see he is building something. And the players that he's got, certainly, the three players that he signed this year, certainly the fans' favourites out of everyone out of the squad as well.
Well, that's what...
So that's what's encouraging, and, you know, the outgoings have finally come, haven't they?
He's got to be given time.
Did you see Jimmy Genius yesterday criticising him?
No, I don't watch anything he says.
But someone retweeted it, and he was moaning about...
His name should be muted for the world.
He was saying, I can't believe that they've kept Phil Jones and got rid of Chris Smalling. And it's like, well, if you realise, nobody wants Phil Jones.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we had
Smalling
to get loads of
had the guts to say, I want to try this. No harm for a year. Hopefully he gets... Like, he's not a bad player. He's just not the level you want to be at. But fair play to have the guts to go into another league.
To a defensive league.
Where they're renowned for defenders. Yeah. You know, it might break him. But I think, I admire that. You want... We keep slagging off players. Oh, they won't leave. And someone said yes. And then he still gets fucking stick.
What?
But the thing about Ollie is, you know, he might not be. I have some doubts, tactical game management, the substitutions, but you can see the bigger, what he's trying to. Now, he's never going to come out and say, fucking the Glazers promised me a striker or a midfielder and I didn't get it, because he knows this is his one and only chance. You know, it did no good for Jose imploding. But I keep saying, the shitstorm is going to approach. We all fear it. When we play Liverpool, when we play City, we look very weak as a squad. Are the fans going to turn on him, or are they going to realise, fucking higher up the food chain for once?
You just hope it's with Ole, don't you?
Yeah, so it's got to be.
You just hope that they are with him all the way, the fans, because you've come and you've seen so many managers come and go that can't do it. You've even got Jose Mourinho, who was one of the best managers that's probably been ever. You know,
whatever a twat he was,
he's still a success. But you know, it just shows you that if you can get people in like that and they can't do it, then
yeah,
you know, you can't sit there and start turning on Ole, can you? And what he's done, what Ole has done off the field and on paper has been brilliant. And it's just, he needs to do a little bit more of it to start getting results on the pitch.
No, but
the three signings that we've got have been good, and it's not his fault that we've not got more players in. You know, he's managed to get a few of the outgoings out, which has been good, you know.
Players we've been saying for years. I do worry, you know, I think where he obsesses about its mental robustness and fitness. Well, the fitness hasn't worked because the fucking half the team's cropped already, and it was deeper than that. It's a quality level, it's a speed level, it's a... What are we? If we're a counter-attacking side, like today's second half, well, we don't counter-attack.
But we can't, can we? When you've got Mata on the pitch, he's not quick enough to counter-attack. No. That's the problem. You can't be a counter-attacking side with slow players.
Yeah.
You can be if you've got Martial, James and Rashford, but, you know, there's just no movement.
Yeah, but then you're
relying on... You've got someone like McTominay, who's not the best passer in the world, that's trying to get the ball for.
But that's where it all starts. Yeah. And that's where I fear. But we had to win today because the doom that would have happened.
Yeah.
You've just got... It might, as I said to Chris behind us, it might be a season where we're just going to have to scab wins here and there and then not lose next week. Because this is a game we would have drawn under Moyes, we would have drawn it under Van Gaal, and we might have drawn it under Jose. Now, we've not started well. The difference is, do we go to West Ham and get a result and achieve better than we have been doing? Because we've had some awful performances there.
Yeah, we have. And
that 0-0 just may as well never have fucking invited us into the ground.
The thing is that we need to use the Europa League to get some confidence. That's what the squad players need, isn't it? And hopefully, if you can build on that throughout the course of the season, you know, the more you start winning football matches, and a clean sheet today, though, as well.
Yes.
You know, you have to build from somewhere, don't you? So,
I'm delighted. I mean, De Gea's been getting stick, you know. Well, I'm re-evaluating what he is as a goalie. Look, we know he's got a couple of areas that he isn't great at, but what he offers, which he is great at, and as someone put, I forget on Twitter, one of the sensible points was, if we get rid of him, we'd be relying on Romero, who has weaknesses, who like Wolves away. You're not going to sign fucking a world-class keeper. The Glazers would cash that money in. So I think he's bonkers. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But I'm very happy.
Yeah.
So don't people pulling apart. He's obviously been distracted, but I've got no qualms about him long term here.
Yeah, I just hope he signs a contract.
Well, I think Castle's. I don't think he'd go for a punt like that without it. You're hearing so many mixed messages from the club anyway. You know, there's cliques. Then on the other hand, they're getting on really well. You know,
but it's like
who's telling the truth?
It's probably that they are getting on really well, but it's the cliques they're getting on really well.
But as I say, it comes back. I keep hearing it. Pogba's the leading influential. He's not fucking going on strike. He's not. But where it's where you direct that. I think he'd be back for West Ham. I'm sure there'll be some people. Oh, look, we won without Pogba. Fat me.
We all know
that we've gone over it. Just getting back in the side.
Just
for
getting
the end
to
of
replace
season.
Pereira.
And if he's okay, well, that's what
Tommy
I mean.
In there,
but for me, the Europa League is just put the kids in.
And Fred.
And Fred. Who else? We've got a few like that, haven't we?
Dallow. He's supposed to be a kid.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be the bright, the best
the
right
best
back in
Europe.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
They just disappear at United.
Yeah. And you forget about them. Like, look at Damien was a prime example, and he just disappeared.
Yeah, but for fuck's sake.
I know. But he did, though, didn't he? You know, he's...
Fred reminded me when he came on, it was like a hostage release. Terry Waite is there. Oh, they let him go in the end. He wasn't chained to a radiator at Carrington. He didn't give the ball away, so that's a starting, if your position's so low with him.
I know. But it says a lot, though, how bad he must be doing, because Ole can't sit there and think Pereira's doing a good job. He pulled him off at Southampton. I mean, God, he was awful at Southampton.
That's a 1980s joke, so...
Oh, it wasn't very funny.
No, it wasn't.
But he pulled him off at Southampton. And the fact is that he's not willing to give a £50 million player a go over someone who's 24 and played a handful of games for us. Who's not brilliant. And we all know he's not brilliant. And then got 90 minutes today, and he still won't play, Fred.
But that's it. Two consecutive managers. Two consecutive managers must know what they see in training. But you wonder, where's that scouting going? If Jose early on thought...
Someone got sacked over that, didn't they?
Yeah, but it's repeated. Mkhitaryan, you know. These players.
My theory on Mkhitaryan, and you'll laugh at me for this... You know me, and you know I watch a lot of German football, and I've seen a lot of Mkhitaryan at Dortmund, and I actually think, I've got a theory that he was too good for us. And it was like, our players couldn't get him the ball, he couldn't do stuff with it, and it's like Kagawa all over again. You don't go from being the best player in Germany in a league that contains Bayern Munich, not winning the league and finishing third and fourth, and winning the best player in the league by being an idiot. You don't do it.
No, but he's not... a lot of it comes to mental fortitude and the intensity. You can be a light, beautiful player, but if someone's up your arse kicking the shit out of you or asking you questions, the proof is in where he goes next and what does he do. They reach a level and that is their level, and United isn't or shouldn't be their level. We'd probably take Mkhitaryan now.
Yeah, of course you would.
That's our fucking bomb. Kagawa.
Kagawa, yeah.
Is he still playing? Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's moved somewhere else now. I can't remember where he's moved. He was at Dortmund and then he's left there.
What, when they leave Germany, do you just...
Yeah, they're dead to me. Dead to me after that, then. When they leave,
do you still watch all that shit?
Yeah, I don't watch it as much as I do now, but I haven't watched it because obviously I've not been here. But
I feel liberated now I haven't got Sky and that.
I have to get my football joys from somewhere. Lord knows I don't get it when I go there. The lad next to me said he had to bribe his kid today to take him. That's what he said.
He said to after a fair play again, the Stretford end is giving it a go. You can see him bouncing. Fair play. There's a lot of...
You can't hear him, but you can see him.
But that's not their fault, is it?
No, I'm not saying it is.
But there felt like a little bit of a flatness around the second half, and I just think, again, eat our medicine. This is fucking... This is what the season is going to be, whether you like it or not. This is me happy. There's the bicycling bollocks in town, isn't there?
Yeah. God, these roads in town are bad, aren't they?
Mm.
This is why I stopped driving around here.
So you had a nice holiday, though, travelling... I mean, you actually had two fucking holiday ball bags.
I know, yeah.
How lucky is that?
I know.
South America was nice?
South America was brilliant, yeah.
You got to visit Boca?
Yeah, couldn't get there for a game. I wasn't paying the prices they were quoting. It was like £200 because you can only go with a tour.
Right.
So they give you you have to go with a card and stuff that's registered to this tour company.
You could have just taken some mags and sold in the street. See how that gets you.
But probably wouldn't have got me very far, really, would it? Because no one spoke any English in South America. It was good.
Or is that because they just saw you and thought, oh, I went to English?
Oh, God, yeah. No, there wasn't that many there, to be fair. They didn't really.
You had a nice time, though.
Yeah, it was Rio was just
on top.
One of the best.
Was it?
Yeah, Rio's incredible. It's utterly brilliant. My missus didn't overly enjoy it. She felt a bit unsafe, but I didn't really feel any of that. I just loved it. I thought it was great. I just didn't want to go to the next destination from there. But yeah,
feel unsafe in an all-inclusive fucking beer queue, then I'm going to be worried. But the 20-year-old Barney didn't give a shit. I didn't give a shit about anything. Neurosis just appears out of nowhere as you get older.
Yeah. I mean,
you start becoming finickety and fidgety about things that just did not give a shit about.
Well, we saw a mugging on the beach.
Oh.
That was pretty bad. Saw some guy get punched and his bag taken away, and that was pretty bad. And then I think from there she just kind of got a bit freaked.
That's understandable.
But other than that, I mean, it's great. I mean, Christ the Redeemer was a bit crap. I was a bit
disappointed.
What was
the beer like? Cut to the chase. You're going to talk about the culture. The beer and the steak as good?
The beer and the steak was incredible. The meat there was brilliant. Every restaurant's like Ben Brazil if you've been there in Manchester. It literally is as it is, but the meat's just incredible. And
it's
just
Anderson,
everywhere you go, is he? I didn't see him, and I don't get me wrong, I was looking for him and Fabio and Raphael. I thought they'd all be there together. Just
you actually made me laugh when I asked you if you've seen any Fred fans. And what was it? You went, you've been Ukraine. you've been Manchester, and now you've been Brazil, and you haven't
still met. I've not seen a Fred fan yet.
You've ticked all Fred's boxes.
And I haven't seen any of them.
You've been Fred. Naughty driving. Yeah, so it's your first game. No, you went to Southampton. Sorry, yeah, I forget that. What day did you find that? We didn't do one after Southampton.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we should have done one after Southampton. It was good. I thought we were okay for a large part. I mean, it was a crap goal to concede, but I thought we were okay for a little bit of it. The fans were great. They were well up for it. I said it's 12:30 and so far away.
Yeah. What time did you set off?
I left at 6:30 and I got to Southampton for 11.
That ain't too bad. I know that sounds...
It was bad because it was on my own. But on the way back, obviously, we had Nathan Seller and we were right.
Were you broken on the way back?
Oh, I was so knackered on the way back.
Because you just got back as well.
Yeah, I was absolutely knackered. And I'd been in work for 3 days as well, so which hadn't helped. But yeah, it was a good
trip.
Are
you glad you did it, though?
Yeah, definitely. I recommend going to South America. It's...
No, I mean Southampton.
Oh, right. Southampton. Yeah, you know what, you know what I'm like. I like ticking off new grounds and stuff, so... For me, I've been to Southampton. It was the first time I've been there, so I was quite happy with that. But yeah,
but if you explain to a normal person, you've just travelled the world, you've got back, and the first thing you do is get up at 6:30 on a Saturday to drive to watch a draw.
Yeah,
it's a bit bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But it's what you do for United, isn't it? Really.
Are you bothered when they don't come over? And that's not a dig at people who do get, but that the players don't come over and properly appreciate, because that's you've made a hell of a journey.
I think it does. It annoys me a little bit, but it's like people like Rashford who put his head down and went straight down the tunnel. That kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
he's probably got the hump.
Yeah, I know he's played badly, and I get that. And he was crap. He was. He hasn't got a left foot, and he had about 2 or 3 chances on that left foot, and he just couldn't get him off. So I wouldn't say it's an overly annoys me, but it is quite bad that they don't come over. And I mean, like Daniel James, Mason Greenwood, Harry Maguire, they were straight over, you know, clapping the fans and stuff. Whereas
I just want you to do it in the 90. I don't give a shit. And I just want you to fucking put in a performance. Like, because then it becomes a fakery, you know, who's the best, and a Jose type, you know, look at me. I'd rather you just did the business. And I get it, I do, because I've got annoyed sometimes.
It's nice for them to come over, isn't it? Just say hello, whatever, and just be appreciative of it, or whatever. It's like me when I was thinking of it today. You know, thanks to the ball boys when they don't give them the ball. Do you know what I mean? It's like, just give them a little thumbs up. Do you know what I mean? They've got to run and got the ball for you.
Yeah, that's ignorant. Seven.
I was like,
wasn't it one of them didn't you get the hump about it?
Who, me?
Yeah,
it just annoys me. It's like just put your thumb up and just say thank you. Why do you need to be that much of an egotistical bell end that you can't just say thank you for going and getting the ball? Scumbags. Anyway, where do we stand on Chris Smalling's testimonial now? He's gone out on loan.
Does that count?
Does he not qualify for it now?
No, I think 10 years have to start proxy, all over. Do you have to do another year?
Well, no. I'm just thinking, does he have to do 10 years consecutively? So now, like, if we get him back, think about it, that we might not actually bin him off, and we'll keep him till he's like 40.
No,
because we could do.
We've said.
Wouldn't surprise you, would it? If
it's
he was still
be a
joint, 40.
Phil Jones, Chris Smalling,
Ashley
in
Young.
The legends, and Ashley Young. Ashley's got to be up for one team, hasn't he? Was he 2012?
2011, I think.
11.
I think he was 11-12.
So we're on 8 years. Just put them all together, merge them into one testimonial, and then could you get away with it? God, couldn't it be that game in June, like the...
Who would they play?
The charity game.
Who would they play?
Johnny Wilkes, 11.
No. Soccer aid.
But even Johnny Wilkes and Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams just comes out, yeah.
And then they get a couple of twats, don't they? With Gordon Ramsay. But then that could be Phil Jones, how do you say it?
Decapacitating
Gordon Ramsay would be fucking worth a tenner.
Or Boris Take Johnson.
Boris Johnson coming down on a fucking bungee rope.
Oh my God. Sign me up for that, though. I'd be up for that.
Would you sell?
No. No. I'd have to be extremely pissed, but
I think you've just agreed to sell against Astana, then, haven't you?
Yeah, but that don't bother me, though.
But
that's fine. I need to go and do some research on them.
Because you're going the away leg, you lucky bastard. He's doing he persuaded Mark Seller to go, so both of you blaming each other at home. It was his idea.
It was his idea.
I'm doing Holland. I've never been Den Haag. That's as good as I'm going to get away with these
days. I can't get the time.
By the train, so I'm looking forward to that. I'll try and limit myself the first beer, let it be later. But I haven't got a ticket.
I'm not going for Kazakhstan, but you never know.
Surely, bloody hell.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. Never know. Yeah, a few Russian rents going over around there and stuff.
Yeah, you know, you will. They've got a...
It'd be an interesting little group of people. We've got a good little group going, haven't we, to be fair?
And well, I said, if you take the cultural route, you could visit all these places. I've just said, why don't you go to the lake and fish that's on the outskirts? It'll be fucking minus 20. You'll be freezing your bullocks off.
I've never experienced minus 20.
And every bar's a karaoke bar, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go and do a bit of karaoke.
What would your song be?
Typically, Spandau Ballet, oh, True, or Human League, be, Don't You Want Me. It's one of them two. What would yours be? Twisting the Night Away by Sam Cooke.
No, I'd probably do Dolly Parton 9 to 5 or something like that.
I honestly, please do that on my stag do. That, I want that as my wedding present.
Okay.
My wedding present is you doing that.
Okay.
There we go.
Deal. I'll have to be very, 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 very drunk though. All right, on that note then, any final words, Nick?
Yeah, 3 points on a clean sheet.
Yes!
You have to at least be happy with
that. No, I'd be, I'd have bitten your hand off this morning on it. I just want a better performance.
Just be happy.
You're not going to get better performance at the moment. I think you're just going to try and build some confidence. All right, cheers everyone, and thanks again buying the mag. I think I'm quite proud of this mag. I'm proud of all, yeah. But a lot of work went into it. The Ned Kelly interview, just... Thanks. Yeah, cheers. Is this called like a postscript or an extended...
wait, what? You're not using fancy words again, are you, Manny? What's
so,
a postscript?
It's with Steve.
You're going to ask me about the game today?
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I've said to you numerous times, we want Ollie to get rid of the deadwood. He's got rid of the deadwood, so we can't really moan that our options are...
There's still a lot of deadwood there.
Yeah, but we can't really moan that our options are limited when we wanted him to get rid of half the players that we've got. It's going to take time. Look, he went great today. It was a good win. 1-0 at home, so I still... Do you know what I mean? We'll take that at this moment in time. We'll take it.
It is a good win, isn't it? That's where we are.
It is, yeah, that's exactly where... And I don't normally do this, and I looked at the table before. I'm a fourth in the league. So
are
that, suggests we're the fourth best team in the league.
I've stopped doing that many seasons ago. I feel like... You know when under Moyes you were just shell-shocked, like Vietnam? You just, like, caught in something that you can't control.
We actually watched the game thing, all that season.
Yeah, but the Fergie thing, I went through shit, and this isn't a bigger... But I went during shit games. Then I saw Fergie, which felt, like, dreamlike because of everything we achieved. And now this just feels like... It feels like this is normal.
Because it's...
This is now normal.
Is this year six since Fergie left?
What do we call it, like Christ?
You know, yeah, we might as well. It's just sort of...
I've resigned myself. I've resigned myself to the two worst case scenarios. Liverpool going to win the league. City going to win the European Cup. So, it, like, almost... If you're from the lowest position, then you know. Paul, what did you think of today?
I thought it's very much like Southampton that we scored, you never see where we're going to come from.
Again. We didn't concede.
No, but we just don't look like we're going to create anything.
Nick?
I thought we got exactly what I thought before the game. It does what it says on the tin. I was hoping we were going to win. I expected a bit of a drab game, and that's how it turned out.
What are your expectations for the season? I think this is our normal now. Like today, hoping you can win.
It's reality.
6-8.
Britain,
no. A bit above that. It's got to be, isn't it?
But even us targeting four, Fergie would look at us, spit us out, and go, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Targeting fourth,
but we are.
Expectation of failure.
We are, though.
Yeah, it is. Is it acceptable?
What are your thoughts on Ollie?
Give him a chance. He's got to be given time, isn't
he? Yeah, we said though, didn't we? Get rid of get rid of the dead wood. He's done what everyone wants to do, and then spoiled fuckers on Twitter wanting to get rid of half the players and fucking win every game. It's not going to happen. It's like,
yeah, Twitter's not a barometer for anything but mad. And like yesterday, I put good news about De Gea, which it is, unless you're. I don't know, this isn't meaning to be rude, but unless you're in a ditch wearing underpants and you think the Vietnam War is still going on, David De Gea staying at Manchester United is a good thing. And someone went, within a few minutes, no it's not. And I just thought, that's Twitter. I cannot be happy for a few minutes.
I don't understand it. I thought it was brilliant. Was it about a year ago when you were getting that abuse on Twitter? And we were just sending him David Moyes' face and like... What? People, how much abuse do you get on Twitter?
Well, I'm trying not to get on it much because it's just not good. It's poisonous. And then the mad thing is you'll get someone going, what are you doing about the Glazers? And I think, well, in the end, I've just said maybe it's time that we fucking don't go in for 15 minutes. And I'm actually putting my face to this. You, with your LUHD9367542, never, you know...
Yeah.
And they all join, but I don't. I'm trying to get away from us all in fighting. I just want peace and love. Bob Marley to play in the corner. Fergie's still manager. We're owned by. I wouldn't have Jason Orange. He'd take that, innit?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have Jason Ferguson as our
agent. Imagine how fucking bouncy it'd be in Michael Knight and all this. Could have been juggling the ball on the pitch every home game.
So where's your zen with it all?
My zen?
With United.
Well, I've got
out shouldn't
the
house. Feel flat, we've won.
I've got the house today.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Still better. So I said to some...
Wore the wrong coat.
But I'd go if United... Well, we'd go, I don't mean it. But if United lost 50 in a row, but I do want better.
Today's... I looked, and I don't look at stats because I don't.
You love them?
No, I don't at all. We had
expected goal rate today. Have you not seen any of
them? No, I don't.
That is now a thing.
I like.
If anyone approaches me and says, "What do you think of FIFA ratings?"
Do you know? I like cricket because it puts like just some numbers on the telly, and it makes sense. and it sort of ties up with what you've watched. But I don't fucking understand stats. Like we had five shots on targets today. I mean, I don't.
Have you actually looked at
it? I have. Yeah.
I don't do that.
Only because someone said.
And just the result.
Only because I said we had. I only remember seeing. But I was sitting next to you and we were discussing what we were having for our tea. So.
I'm on a Marks pie. And Spencer's. I'm on a pork pie.
Marks and Spencer's Thai boxing.
Before the game, I thought. Because I'm old and frail and I struggled to get through selling, I thought, she'll have my pork pie now or my pork pie later.
Chloe packed us some chocolates.
She did.
And you've not fucking shared them.
I've got it unopened.
Yeah, so that's what.
Right, come on, no one wants to listen to this shit. Where are you? Are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What time's the train? Miss the train. Spend the night out. Right, Steve, bye.
See you in a bit.